This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are the Cavs the real deal, folks? We don't mean real deal like right now in the regular season. Certainly, they've shown they're a phenomenal regular season team. Are they the real deal when it comes to perhaps winning an NBA championship? Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Baskin today. I've said, I think they have a chance. I think they're contenders. I don't think they're favorites. And I think Boston's still the favorite in the Eastern Conference. They're the champs. They have the experience. They have the roster. They're deep. They're really good. I think they're the team to beat. I think the Knicks are a notch above the Cavaliers as far as the can this team get out of the East discussion. And there's another team we haven't talked about yet, Dana, who I think is kind of sitting there and nobody's giving them credit for being a contender. And that's the Milwaukee Bucks. We had somebody call and scream at us the other day that the Bucks stink and Damian Lillard's old and everything else. Damian Lillard's averaging over 25 points a game. Giannis is averaging over 31 points a game. They get Kuzma. They have Bobby Portis. I think they're interesting. Doc Rivers might not be the greatest coach ever, but Doc has been there before. This team's been there before. I think Milwaukee's a threat in the East as well.
My question with Milwaukee is, A, Brook Lopez has got to be, what, 37, 38? I know we know more about the human body now, and these guys all have chefs and cryogenic chambers and all of that kind of stuff that they use and spend boatloads of money on their body to keep them ready.
He'll turn 37 in April.
But Brook Lopez at some point is going to slow down and not be the top-tier center that he is. Okay, so then
Is that going to happen by June?
Would it shock you? Would it shock you if a 37-year-old guy got hurt in April?
No, but he's played a lot. He's done a nice job this year. I don't see that as being an issue for them this year.
The other one that comes with that is I wonder when it comes to the Bucks, and I think the Bucks are really good, and they've got the pedigree to do it and all that stuff. Kyle Kuzma is interesting because I wonder if him playing on Wizards teams for the last 3 years, right? 3 years, 4 years, somewhere between there. If that mentality of we're not going anywhere first in the 15th, let's everybody get your shots up. Everybody, let's get up and down and get a good sweat on today and not really care about the end result of whatever game this is because we've been rebuilding for whatever. I wonder if that's like now become a mindset that he can't kick. Or if it's as simple as that dude flips the switch and goes, all right, it's like we're back on the Lakers again. Let's get cooking.
Yeah, I don't think players do that very often. Sometimes. He's played four games for the Bucks, 16-8, 8.5 rebounds. Tom's in Garfield. Tom.
How are you, Tom?
How are you?
Good.
Good morning. You guys were talking about the minutes 1 through 10 on the Cavs are playing and then going into the playoffs. So you think it'll probably shrink down to about 7 or 8?
I would think so, But that's not what obviously they've done in the regular season that's worked so well. But I would think, I mean, every time you get to the playoffs for any team, rotations usually shrink and minutes go up for the key players.
Well, my comment and or suggestion would be, you got what, roughly 30 games left? Start ramping them up a little bit now during the thing.
I think that's what we're going to start seeing, Tom. I think we're going to start seeing, as this goes on further and further, you're going to see those minutes start to come up for all of the starters and all of the key bench guys as well. And we're going to start seeing a rotation build that you're going to see in a playoff series.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the other guys, 11 through 15, or 10 through 15?
Yeah.
Still let them get some minutes in there so that they're not totally lost if they're put into a game. But, you know, they've done a hell of a job this year with regards to it. But like you said, this is regular season. They should start ramping up the starters and prime guys off the bench. You know, even if it's only, you know, two more minutes a game.
Tom, thank you, buddy.
All right. Well, Jeff, I hate to give you bad news when it comes to the Bucks because this is almost too ironic and I feel bad saying
Who's hurt now?
According to multiple reports, the NBA has suspended Bobby Portis for 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policies.
All right, take Bobby Portis out of the mix.
ESPN.
But if you suspend him now, he could be back for the playoffs.
I don't know how many games are left. I don't feel like doing that level of math.
They've played 53. He's back for the final four of the regular season. Isn't that about it? Yeah, that's it. If you suspend him now, he'll miss 25 games. He'll be back for game 79.
Oh, good golly. Okay, never mind.
Boy, he'll be fresh.
He'll be real fresh.
he's apparently self-medicating because of all of the theft of all of the watches out of his house.
Oh, that's such a mess.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about that. Yeah, Daryl's in North Ridgeville. Hi, Daryl.
How are you, Daryl?
Yeah, gentlemen, how you all doing?
Good, thank you.
Man.
I that's good. I think the Cavaliers are a contender, but you're right. They're not the favorite, and this is what I see with them. We've addressed supposedly one of the most important parts on this team, which is the wing, but to me, that's not the most important position that needed to be addressed. It's your center and your power forward, simply because if Jared Allen comes in, we are now trying to put who in there? Mobley. Mobley can't play center throughout the whole playoffs. He can't play center throughout the whole season. You got Tristan Thompson. Of course, everybody laughs at Tristan Thompson. So we've seen him play. He's done nothing. What the Cavaliers should have addressed instead of signing these two guys that are not going to do anything for the roster and just fill the spot. There was Christian Wood out there who just got waived by the Lakers. You could have signed him and sign a player that's going to be productive coming off the bench. I'm afraid that if one of the two big men get hurt, we're not going to be going very far in the playoffs. It's not going to happen.
I'm with you, Daryl. I would have thought that they would have went out and brought in somebody a little bit more skilled over the height of 6'10" in the buyout market.
And they perhaps they still can. True. Except it's pretty slim pickings.
But again, we can't continue to be like, you know, bring in players like Kendrick Perkins and don't play them. Just have somebody on the bench just to have somebody on the bench. That's what these two guys are, just to have on the bench. They're not going to be productive. They're not going to be a factor in going forward. They're not. So why didn't you get somebody, just in case Mobley goes down, who can step in and be that real protector, or when Allen goes down, who can be that real protector? Because we are taking Mobley for granted, like he can come in and just play all these positions when he really can't. He can't shoot the three that well, even though he's made some, but he can't shoot the three that well. He can't spread the floor. So we needed somebody who can do that just in case he went out, or somebody who can grab multiple rebounds and block shots just in case Allen went out, because you saw last year what happened when he did go out. We floundered against Boston.
So, Daryl, you still think they're a work in progress?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and Daryl, I get that completely. I understand that. That's, to be part of the – you've, and it's not paying your dues. It's learning how to win playoff basketball. It's not like, well, it's not your turn yet. Well, it can be your turn if you have it all figured out.
Right.
I think it might be a situation where they still have some things to figure out, and they're going up against some teams that have already done that pretty well. Boston, clearly. Milwaukee has some key pieces that know an awful lot about that. New York as well.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh. I would have liked them to go out and get one more guy over the height of 6'10". I think it would have done him wonders. Like your guy Moses Brown, as much as I hassle you for him, he would have been perfect. And the only reason that that guy would have been absolutely perfect is because, yes, he has flaws. He is not much of an offensive player. You really can't switch a 1-5 pick and roll on him and have him stand in front of a guard and think that he's going to be able to hang. I understand all of those things, but sometimes it's really nice to have a big-bodied dude who can just get under the hoop and grab boards and block shots and be a deterrent. And right now, the Cavs, yes, they have Evan Mobley, and yes, they have Jared Allen, but they really don't have a third one of those. You could say Tristan Thompson if you so desire, but I don't know in a playoff series if you're going, all right, Tristan, get out there, buddy. I need 10 quality minutes from you. Like, I don't know if that's a recipe for success at this point in his career.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is, and that's part of the issue here. Nick's in Medina. Hi, Nick.
How are you, Nick?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Doing
just
well.
Calling to say, good. I think the Cavs have a great chance for the playoffs. I think you're right to put, you know, Boston and New York right there. But I think the thing to look at is, you know, in the past when we've been to playoffs with LeBron, you know, yeah, we were at the top of the standings, but they'd always play it up like, oh, Atlanta's really good this year. And then we just sweep our way through the playoffs. I don't think there's a team like that in the East where we're going to get to the playoffs and they're just juggernauts that we can't compete with them. So I think between New York and Boston, it's going to be tight with us. But I think, you know, we won a series last year. I think being at the top of the standings this year has, and the narrative nationally, maybe will give them a little confidence boost to say, hey, we are the guys. We can do this. So that's where I'm at on the Cavs. Go Cavs.
All right, Nick. Thank you
Makes
very
sense,
much.
Nick.
It's and we saw it here in Cleveland. Get to the playoffs if you're a veteran team and blah, 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 blah. Doesn't really matter where, you know, where you might be seated, blah, blah, blah. You get in, you have the right guys, the generational types of players. That's the buzzword these days in many sports. The Cavs may or may not have that. They used to with LeBron, and you always thought, just get them in, get everybody healthy. And I think that's where a team like Milwaukee might be thinking, all right, let's get
me into the dance.
Let's get there and let's see where we go. A team like Indiana, not in that category. Team like Orlando, not in that category. Team like Philadelphia, maybe in that category. They're a mess.
They're a real mess.
Yeah, but do you want to play them in the first round?
A little bit. They're openly rebelling against their coach.
I would not. If Joel Embiid is healthy and, you know, Tyrese Maxey's okay, and I there's a lot of ifs, but that's down the road. If by chance they come back, because Embiid's been really good when he's played. I'm just saying, those are the types of teams that are just thinking, get us in and let's get a chance here and let's see where this goes.
I am good with seeing the Philadelphia 76ers this year, partially because I don't think we would see Joel Embiid played. I mean, they're already talking he's going to need another knee surgery. Like, they're already talking he needs surgery.
Oh, he's already said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? A lot of guys in the NBA probably need surgery that they're going to play through until the playoffs. I'm not touting the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm saying is, if by chance they're healthy, nobody wants to play them in the first round. Nobody. If they happen to be healthy.
Okay. If they're healthy, I could kind of see it a little bit more.
If they are healthy, they're a heck of a lot easier first-round matchups than going up against Paul George and Maxey and Joel Embiid.
But I'm not looking at that and thinking to myself, this is going to be a battle.
I would agree with that.
They hate their coach, and Paul George looks like 75% of Paul George.
A lot of NBA teams over the years have hated their coach. They've celebrated with parades. 216-474-0092. We promised a thought from a key writer, Joe Varden, for The Athletic. Joe's thought on what folks around the NBA are kind of insinuating to him coming up on Baskin and Phelps.